ले आओ, नहीं तो काम नहीं चलेगा। ये साला दूध ए मैन विल थिंक दैट आई शैल बी हैप्पी इन दिस मटेरियल वर्ल्ड, ही विल नॉट बी एबल टू टेक कृष्ण कॉन्शियस।
The slightest tinge of a material desire will force him to take another body.
Yes.
Is that it?
Yes. Krishna is giving full advantage of enjoying this material world. Unless he is disgusted, he cannot. That he will not become disgusted. Therefore, Krishna says, give up this. Personally, he is not going to be disgusted. Maya. Therefore, Krishna personally asking, give up these beings. Sarva dharma and purusha. But we are thinking, why this man asking like this? Sarvadharma and purusha, I shall give up my business, I shall give up my family, I shall give up my country and simply surrender to him. Ah, it is too much. Sophisticated. What is gone? Sophistry. What is sophistry?
Sophistry?
Yeah.
Half wise, half foolish.
Sophistry means some philosophy that is not sound.
That is
superficial.
That is the remark of Dr. Radhakrishna when Krishna says like that. That means it's too much. Because he thinks Krishna is maybe a very big man, but he's a man. Why is he asking like that? Business is to give him all else miseries so that he may be disgusted. But he's so foolish, he's not becoming disgusted. Everyone knows this is very troublesome world, but nobody is disgusted.
Like the horse who chases after the carrot. He never gets it, but still he keeps trying for it. He never becomes fed up.
There are many.
He keeps trying.
Matinna Krishna Paratu Sati Va. Only for this fault, Grihabhratan, I shall be happy in this material world. In Delhi, we established that center. You have been there?
Yes.
Ananda.
Ananda Nikitan.
The pool of foreign embassies.
Yes.
So, nobody came.
They came the first night. That was it.
Nobody can.
Neither were they any
they
very friendly.
They thought that we are living so nicely. Embassy, ambassador, and living in such a nice house, comfortably. What is this nonsense, God? All these embassies and the ambassadors, they are prize post. It has no use.
They're what, Prabhupada?
Prize post only.
Prize post.
The governors, the embassies, these are invented to satisfy the agitators, politicians. Because the opposite party will agitate.
So give them some
give them
house and some post. Yes,
it has no use. They do not do anything. Simply hold that post and get nice house, nice salary, servants, honor. And sometimes they are called and make some speech. That's all. And whatever nonsense he may be, if he is governor, then everybody will respect him. That's all. And as soon as the same man is not governor, nobody goes to kick on his face. I have seen so many governors. When they retire, nobody, what is that, cap? Nobody cares.
Desire for material happiness, the cause of material attachment.
Krishna bhuliya jeev bhogavan chakar. When they forget to serve Krishna and wants to enjoy this material world, don't you see that the Mahavadi philosophers are trying for liberation? And still they are expecting to become God. There is another desire. Huh? Daridra Narayan. The high ambition to become God or equal to God. That is going on. Struggle for existence.
What about these rascals like Sai Baba? They use Krishna's philosophy and then they twist it in such a way that it becomes Mayavad.
He's a cheater. Yes. People want to be cheated. They come to sadhu for some material benefit. Don't you see that people are so much anxious to touch the feet of a sadhu? What is the reason? The reason is that if we get some favor of the sadhu, then I shall be happy materially. That's all. They have no idea. Become a servant of Krishna.
Yes.
Yes. आशीर्वाद चाहिए।
I didn't know what the word meant.
What is
Ashivad? You don't know what Ashivad is?
What's that?
It's like I did not know anything because I did not know that. You used to take the benefit.
Oh.
The guru.
But if he's a real guru, then the real benefit will be there.
Yeah.
To be engaged in Krishna's service. Do you want another cover, Srila
Prabhupada? Mm-hmm. No. All right. That is also man. For their family, Griha Pratana, wife, children, they are also enjoying. Vishaya Khalu, this wife and children, and material happiness, you will get in any form of it. So in the human life is also the same thing. Then what is the benefit? But they are proud that they are loitering on the without any home, which is concern. Home. Therefore, you are at one. This is it. The business is the same. That's all life. But we are improved. This is it. Business is the punapunachar vitacharvana. The same sex, same eating, the same sleeping, same depending, but in an improved way. Even in the heavenly planet, wherever you go, the same thing. Simply, just like this country and Europe, the standard of living different, but the business is the same. And when they improve, or so-called improve, the standard of living, they think, now you are advanced. And what is about your death? Stop. The chicken is also dying, you are also dying. What is your improvement? That's the kind. Real problem they cannot solve. Simply, a little high standard of living, they think it is advanced. And the Western civilization is influencing all other parts of the world in that way. Improve the standard of living. There is no improvement. But it is Maya, they are thinking this is improvement.
Progress.
Progress. The progress is that they have got motor car and their progress how to die quickly. This is the progress. At any moment he can die, as soon as he's on the car, 70 miles speed. That means taking the risk of dying at any moment. This is the problem. Formerly, people were going in bullock cart or horse carriage from one village to another. That was primitive. Now we can go 100 miles away from home for earning money and taking risk. to die at any moment. That is progress.
Supreme personality. He possesses all riches.
Is it not?
Oh, yes.
Formally, they are satisfied by tilling the ground, getting food grains. Now they have started factories at the cost of thousands of men's labor, some directors getting money and enjoying life. That is And these rascals, laborers, they are thinking that this man are getting the profit cream of this business. We are working. Why not take ourselves? That is communism.
There's one small coal mining town we did Sankirtan at, an Indian community. And they were thinking that the coal mine is doing everything for us. They're giving us schools, they're giving us medicine, they're giving us... Without the coal mine, where would we be?
Yeah.
Here they think it's sugar cane. The sugar cane is...
giving everything.
Everything.
Why can't people understand to depend on Krishna? Why can't people understand to depend on Krishna?
That is Maya.
Just like air that we breathe.
Yeah, that is Maya, no education. This Krishna consciousness movement means you are giving intelligence, therefore they are understanding. But there is no such propaganda. There was no such propaganda.
One of those reporters yesterday was saying, well, there's so many philosophies from India. Why have you started this one? But actually, no other philosophy has given this message.
That's why I said that why you are being in India.
Yes.
The whole world is in that. Hare Krishna. Good morning.
The verse in the Bhagavatam, Prabhupada, is Yatma Sang Prasiddhati, that by rendering devotional service to the transcendental Lord, one becomes completely satisfied.
Yeah.
So what happens, these people in material life, they come to the temples and they chant a little bit, but they find that the standard of pure devotional service is so high that they're not able to grasp it. They don't feel the complete satisfaction. They're still attached to the material world.
Yeah. That is compared to the jaundice disease. Jaundice disease or jaundice, sugar cane is the medicine. But they test sugar cane as bitter. Sugar cane, one who is suffering in jaundice will test sugar cane as bitter. That is the test. So that is the medicine. So he has to take the sugar cane. And by taking, when he's cured, he finds oil is very sweet.
So then he has to recognize that there's some problem in this living in this material world.
No, he does not find any happiness on account of his too much materialistic mind.
That is the disease.
That is the disease.
So actually the more
it has to be cured by this bhakti yoga. So in the bhakti yoga, in the beginning, it will taste bitter. Therefore, they do not come. But if they take to be bhakti yoga, then the material disease will be cured and they will find it very sweet.
Yes. So the more people try to enjoy materially, do they become more and more unhappy?
We are in the material world, means everyone is diseased. Mura. Maya Pritagyana, Duskritina, this is this guy. This is material disease. They're committing, I explain how they're committing sinful life. Slaughter house, this, liquor house, and so many things, simply sinful. And they do not know they're going to suffer again in another body. He's going to be slaughtered next life. Life for life. You are taking life, so many lives. You have to give so many times life. Take birth and become killed. Take birth and become killed. And there is no knowledge.
Sometimes people ask Prabhupada that if one falls down into lower species of life, like plants or animals, how then do they come again to the human form of life?
Yes, that is nature's way. Give them again chance to develop. From trees, they become flies. That is the beginning of movement. Then from flies to birds, birds to beasts, and beasts to animals. Human beings. This is a great chastisement. You cannot move. Suffer torrents of rain, cyclone, scorching heat, pinching cold, turn up for hundreds and thousands of years. Then when the punishment is finished, then he becomes moving. If there is scorching heat, he can move to some shelter. But he cannot move. They do not study all this science, why there are so many varieties of life, of different grades,
the living entity,
where from they are coming.
The living entity then in the tree is actually conscious of its condition of life. The living entity inside the tree is actually conscious of its condition of life.
Not advanced consciousness, but his consciousness.
Suffering.
He feels.
It shocked a lot of people when they made the test of bringing a scissor to a plant and they put some electrodes on it and they found that the plant was reacting with fear.
Yes. That machine has been discovered by Sir Jagadish Chandra Bose. He discovered this wireless telegram, radio. But Marconi took from him and the British government helped him.
British.
Britishers were advertising outside India that Indians are uncivilized, therefore we are making them civilized, that we should stay there, don't object. Because in United Nations they are asking why you are occupying India. They used to forward this argument that these people are uncivilized, we are making them civilized. How there should be Sir Jagadish Chandra Bose? Yeah, therefore, they used to suppress all it. Everything Indian wanted to do, they would suppress. Big business, with mining, they would suppress. This Morarji, Sumadhumaji, his father-in-law started that. He had to face so many impediments from the Britishers to start the shipping company. Formerly there was no shipping company in India. Now, before that there was shipping, not shipping company, but navigation was there from India to Rome, Greece, and Turkey, there's a regular business of spices and fine cloth. Later on, this larger scale shipping industry, that was done by the Europeans. So when Indian wanted to start, they would suppress. The Tata iron industry, he had to face so many difficulties. Formerly, even if you wanted to bring some iron frame, it would come from Sheffield.
From where?
Sheffield.
Sheffield.
Oh, England.
England. So everything Indian required, they would supply. And they would govern. And they would exploit. Therefore, they became so rich. Simply by exploiting India and Indian soldiers, they expanded empire, Africa, Burma. That's all Indian exploitation. Indian men, money, and exploitation. That's when, as soon as they lost India, they lost the whole empire. Huh? That must be. They will be suffering more and more. They will be beggars. They have done so much sinful activities for expanding their empire. Now they will have to become beggars. And within 200 years, everything finished. They started their exploitation from 18th century, and in the 20th century, everything changed. The French people and the English people. This is also one of the examples. Both the nations came here to exploit. That was the competition in the French people and the English people. They would go for colonization, fight, and start. America was also that. Canada, everywhere. But because they were their own men, they are given dominion status. Very almost free.
Greedy.
Huh?
Very greedy. At one time, all of Africa was controlled by the European nations.
Yes.
Completely.
Mainly this French.
French, British, Germans, Dutch. Portuguese, Dutch, Spanish.
In South Africa, the British also tried to take over South Africa. There was a war called the Boer War.
Yeah.
So during World War I and World War II, many of the South Africans, they actually sided with the Germans because they were against the English so much.
African means black Africa. No?
No, South Africans, they were Europeans.
Well. Oh.
The British started the first concentration camp. They took these Afrikaners, as they call them, Europeans. They put them on an island called St. Helena. That was actually the first concentration camp by the British.
Still, even the opposite party, they're not disgusted. This is material life is not very peaceful. They're not disgusted.
Now they're thinking we'll be independent.
Yeah, they're trying to be independent. And Indian, just like India has got independent, and now the position is emergency. They do not think in this way, that independence or dependence were actually dependent under the laws of nature. That they do not think. they are thinking, the same example as I gave, that this boil is here, why not here? It is very painful. They have no sense that so-called dependence or independence, he is to suffer. That he does not know. Mura na bhijana.
In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna explains Vasudeva Sarvamiti, that he's everything and that he's everywhere.
Yeah.
So this verse, Mura Yang Nabi Jananti, that the Muras, they can't perceive Krishna. So actually, it's simply that we're covered, isn't it? But Krishna is always there.
Krishna is always there. But Guru Maya Samabhita. He does not know Krishna. On account of being covered by the curtain of Yoga Maya. Nahang Prakasa Sarvasya Yoga Maya. We can make them all happy by Krishna Gauta if they follow our instructions, even in this material world. Purnam Sukhaya, full happiness we can be if they follow our instructions.
They have still so many doubts.
They
have so many doubts.
What is the doubt? Doubt means they cannot drink, they cannot continue slaughterhouse, they cannot continue brothels. That's all. This is their doubt. So how these things should be maintained? This is our life. But that is doubt. And that is the difficulty. As soon as we say, no, this, they are in danger. Even Marcus of Jetland, oh, it is impossible to give up. This is our life. There is difficulty. Otherwise, there is no difficulty. They cannot think of, especially the Westerner, that without these things one can live. There are so many our disciples left, Rai Rama left. Oh, Swamiji is denying the primary necessities of life. This is the primary necessity of life. Illicit sex, meat eating, drinking, gambling. They cannot think that a man can live without these things. Therefore people are wonderful. How he's turning these Europeans, Americans to this standard. That is their wonder. Nobody can think of that these things can be given up. And one can avoid it. It is dream. Your government, American government is also surprised that we have spent so much money for stopping this LSD and this man by saying his disciples are giving up. Judah has also mentioned it. That is a surprise. How these things can be given up? It is impossible.
You once said in Geneva that no one has died by giving up smoking.
Yes. Actually, that is a fact. You have given up these four bad things. What is your wrong heart? Rather, you have become bright-faced. But they will not give it up. They think it is impossible.
They say we have just undergone some religious conversion and become fanatical, and therefore we've given up.
Why don't you become fanatical?
Although it says in the Bible even that one should praise the Lord's name with cymbals and drums.
They have no concern with Bible and God and everything. They simply are for Sanskrit. What is the use of quoting about Bible? They don't care for Bible. The European Americans have rejected, thrown out, kicked out Bible because it's unscientific. Actually, they do not accept. Although they call themselves Christian, they do not accept anything from Bible. That is, Bible is finished.
Right.
There is no meaning of Bible. Simply for that sectarian prestige, they say Bible. But actually, they have nothing to do with Bible. What do you think? Huh?
Yes, it's true.
They do not go to the church. But they come to us arguing with Bible. Just see, what is the meaning? The churches have closed, nobody goes. And they come to argue with us with Bible. That means the devils have scripture. The devils, and they are quoting from Bible.
So many people who come to our program, they are Christians. Maybe 75% who come, they're all Christians.
That's all right. We don't discriminate whether he's Christian. We take everyone as human beings. So what do they say? They also quote Bible?
They say that their priests tell them, you just listen to me and forget about the Bible.
No.
And the priests are having...
And who are you? Then I can say also. You hear me, forget about Bible. Everyone can say. Why the priest? Where from the priest has come? Has he dropped from the sky? Yes. Everyone can say, my dear priest, you hear me. Don't talk of yourself. You hear me. Everyone can say. How things will be adjusted. The priest is also a man, I am also a man. If he can say like that, I can say like that. Then we'll make adjustment. He is correct. How it will adjust? If everyone will propose something and we'll say, now, out of so many proposals, this is correct. That means chaotic condition. If everyone says, what I say, you hear, then we'll hear. Everyone will say only. We'll hear. That is going on, actually. And Rascal Vivekananda says, everyone's opinion is good.
Yatamattatupaya.
This is going on. Everyone will say something, and it is all right. However nonsense it may be, it is all right. Even Gandhi follows that philosophy. Therefore he invented another philosophy, non-violence, which is impossible. When Hindus approached him that you have got so much influence over the Mohammedans, so why not stop cow killing? He said, it is their religious principle. How can I interfere? This.
Rishi Gauraksha. Krishna orders in Bhagavad Gita. Gauraksha.
And he is considered to be a great scholar in Bhagavad Gita. And when cow protection was requested, he said that, how can I do it? It is their religious means. And he is a great big scholar in Bhagavad Gita. Ah, all nonsense going on. Whole world is full of nonsense. Mulas. Beginning from Gandhi to any rascal. All of them rascals. Perhaps this is the first time we are detecting. Here are all rascals. The first time. They were enemy of everyone. We call everyone rascal. Gandhi rascal, Vivekananda rascal, Aurobindo rascal. So, actually they are. But people are thinking, these people say, all big, big men rascals, therefore they are rascals.
The average man doesn't have the intelligence to discriminate between an intelligent man and a fool. He'll listen
now
to
we have one. Got this from the standard of testing Krishna. Anyone who is not Krishna conscious, he is Duskitina Mudha. That's all. We have no difficulty. Just like that. Urine test. Huh? We got, one was got the testing paper, red, yellow, and so on and so on. So we have got this testing paper. Bhagavad Gita.
Prabhupada, that Lord Chaitanya's weapons were his associates.
Mm-hmm.
Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's weapons were his associates.
Sangam Pangastra Parshada. Natam Das Thakur said, Gaurangara Sanghi Gane Nitta Siddha Voli Mane. All the associates of Lord Chaitanya, they are ever liberated. Nitta Siddha Voli Mane. Anyone accepts the assistance of Lord Chaitanya as ever liberated, he also becomes liberated. Simply by accepting their associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is helping Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. Simply by accepting this, the man who is accepting, he becomes a devotee. Sijaya Bhajandananda Paar, Gaurangara Sanghi Gane Nitya Siddha Voli Mane, Sijaya Bhajandananda Paar.
This is the way to go.
This is a fact that our Krishna consciousness is the topmost in yoga and preaching. This is a fact. Except we, Krishna consciousness, nobody knows anything, all mudras. Any association, any religion, all mudras. But you must prove yourself, otherwise it will be bigotry. If you simply say that we are only first class, without any knowledge, you have to defend yourself. There will be so many opposing elements. Then you become first class. Your position is first class, but you have to maintain it. Otherwise, they'll say religious fanatics. Any opposition party you have to meet. That is required.
Would you like to sit for some time here, Prabhupada?
No.
He said, don't bring milk when water is required. Huh? I was just asking, you know.
What is that?
Don't bring milk
when water is required.
You have given the example.
Don't bring milk
when water is required.
Oh. But he was thinking that it would be very nice to sit there with Srila Prabhupada.
No, yes? I was thinking of Prabhupada's satisfaction.
No, we also want to sit.
You're thinking what I'm thinking. No, no.
You're right. You're right. That is service. Before wanting, that is all right. Now, let the master refuse it.
Yes.
But service is, before he asks, the things should be offered. That is service. After asking, offering something, that is second class service. First class service, before he wants, here is the thing that is.
Yes.
That is first class service. Now it is his liking, he may not like that. He may ask something else. But the service must be offered. And your example, milk and water, is not applicable here. I did not ask either milk or water. So your example is futile.
Perfect.
Don't be discouraged.
No problem. I'll never leave your lotus feet. They asked you about other movements yesterday at the press conference.
Yeah.
This movement and that movement. You said, this is Krishna's movement. Yeah. So this should be our line of argument, because especially amongst the Indian community, when they question us about this Swami and that Swami.
They replied that in everything there is light. And yes, the light of what is called glow and the light of sun is not the same. Everything is light. That means that we haven't got to accept so-called light. Even there is light, when there is sunlight, why you should aspire after glow of light? Who is chanting Hare Krishna?
Everyone is saying Hare Krishna.
That's nice.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Ram, Hare Ram.
Evil.
So all the sinful activities of these people have been eradicated now by saying Hare Ram.
Oh yes.
Got it.
Immediate. That is the special advantage of this age. Kirtanadeva Krishnasya Mukta Sangha. Immediately becomes free. Mukta Sangha. Without becoming Mukta Sangha, they cannot chant it. Why others are not chanting? They are chanting.
second thing will make more people activities?
If he does, that is another thing. Otherwise, for the time being, he is freed from all the reaction of simple. Immediate. Shraddha Savanaya Kalpate. Shraddha. Immediate. Immediately he becomes Brahmin.
Is pious activity on the material platform?
Huh?
Is pious activity on the material platform?
No, no. It is transcending. Above pious. By accumulation of pious activities, one may be elevated to the transcendental position. Krita punna punya. Punna means pious activities. After doing for many, many years simply pious activities, one may be elevated to the transcendental platform. So pious activities cannot be compared with transcendental activities. But it may help in the long run. Therefore, transcendental activities does not depend on pious activities. It is not dependent. Then it will take long, long years. But he automatically he becomes achieves the result of pious.
Standard of morality, Arjuna's activity of killing was immoral.
Immorality, this is all creation of mind. Real purpose of life to serve the order of Krishna. That is real morality.
Yes.
I think that we must all be Kripa Siddhi, because by your mercy you have lifted us out of hellish conditions of life.
Krishna's mercy. You have accepted Krishna's mercy. Empirical policy was very good, provided it would have been done for Krishna. Mm. Then they could unite the whole world.
They had very good managing talent.
Oh, yes. But the whole thing was planned for their own sense gratification.
Exploitation.
But if we ever had any kind of power like that and tried to do something like that, they would accuse that this is like the Crusades.
The Crusade, even if they could expand the ideas of Krishna, love of God, that was nice. Mm. And that was not the purpose. They exploited.
Even by force?
Yes. If by force, if you give some good medicine, that is good for me. And in my childhood, I did not take medicine. Exactly like this now also. So I was given medicine by force in the spoon. The two men will cash in, and my mother take me on the lap and then force. I never agreed to take any medicine.
Should we do that now, Srila
Then he'll kill me.
You would not go to school either.
I don't like, yes.
You were telling us last year you wanted to play mridanga.
His bus is coming.
Disagreement between my father and mother. My father would give me all independence. And mother was on the idea that you are spoiling the child by giving too much independence.
Just see.
That is going on. Just like Mother Yashoda, you chastise Krishna, but you never find Nanda Maharaj ever chastised.
No.
Rather, when Krishna was chastised, Nanda Maharaj would come back and taking on the lap. All right, I shall punish your mother and call him chastised. And then Krishna will stop his mouth. No, no, don't do this. It is natural that when the child is in the lower stage, minor stage, the mother takes more care. Mm. That is natural. Such a big planet, Sun, of 6 months rotating on the northern side of the equator, 6 months on the southern side. It is never changed. Why?
It's an accident.
Huh?
It's an accident.
Accident.
The Sun doesn't change?
No, the Uttarayan, now it is passing on the north
and now it's on the southern?
Southern side. Dakshina, yes.
Yeah. Scientists say that the Earth is actually tilting back and forth like this. Mm-hmm. That the Sun is
Why it is tilting? That's good. Stop it.
No, every time is perfect.
That is my question. Yes. That is answer in Brahman. Dasha Gya. By the order of Govinda. Mm-hmm. That is being done. Strictly.
The seasons are changing.
Yeah. Yashakvayam brahmatisham vritakalasam. The orbit fixed up to the Sun by the order of Govinda, that is being followed by him.
Does the heat of the Sun increase or decrease through the ages?
Yes. Everything is in the hand of Krishna.
But they're thinking he's just a historical figure.
Hmm?
They're thinking that Krishna is simply a historical
figure.
That's
what they're asking.
Yes.
Why do you say that?
Abhijananti Mambuddha.